USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New data from the CDC shows that the Delta variant of the coronavirus is now the dominant strain in the United States. Delta now accounts for more than 51% of new infections in the country, with some areas in the Midwest harder hit, seeing up to 80% of new infections attributable to Delta. President Biden says the fast spread of the strain will hopefully be a motivator for people to get vaccinated.
It seems to me it should cause everybody to think twice. And it should cause reconsideration, especially in young people, who may have thought that they didn't have to be vaccinated, didn't have to worry about it, and didn't have to do anything about it up to now. But the good news is that our vaccinations are highly effective. Fully vaccinated Americans have a high degree of protection, including against this Delta variant.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The fight over an infrastructure spending bill is expected to continue when lawmakers return to Washington. A bipartisan framework was agreed to last month, although there remains many questions over whether a larger bill supported by Democrats will be pushed through reconciliation. That's something that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell vows to fight. At an event Tuesday in Kentucky, he said the two parties may be further apart on this issue than at any time in the past.
This is going to be a hell of a fight over what this country ought to look like in the future. And it's all going to unfold here in the next few weeks. I don't think we've had a bigger difference of opinion between the two parties over the best thing to do for America than we have right now. These are really, really different.
The bipartisan group of senators and the White House are working to build support for their $1.2 trillion deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The author of a new book on the cost of healthcare says that doctors are often left out of the process when it comes to the bill. Tim Berg reports.
Americans consistently call the cost of healthcare their number one financial concern. That's especially true for the 155 million working Americans and their employers who are paying the highest costs of all. Americans pay about twice as much per person than citizens in other developed nations, and yet tens of millions of people are still uninsured or underinsured. USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Marshall Allen. He's a reporter with ProPublica. He's also the author of a new book titled Never Pay the First Bill, How to Fight the Healthcare System and Win. And one of the things we discuss is how doctors are left out of the loop when it comes to the cost of procedures.
When it comes to the bills, the doctors really don't know what's going on. I think they should get more engaged. But really what's happening is the business side of American healthcare is piggybacking on the trust that we put in our doctors and nurses and other clinicians. We trust them to heal us, right? So then we don't think that the business side of the industry is going to prey on us and exploit us financially, but unfortunately they're violating that trust that we've put in the doctors and other providers.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.